Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is always present, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms chapter 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A close family member was in the hospital very recently. She told me a story. A few beds away from hers was a lady who was also critically ill. All of a sudden, this lady started gasping for breath. She needed oxygen urgently. The nurses were alerted and they rushed to set up the equipment to administer oxygen to this lady. Just as they succeeded in getting the stuff around to her side, the woman breathed her last and died. Help had come, but it was too late. The help she needed was not available when she needed it. I have had similar, albeit less morbid, encounters about help coming too late. Times where I would need urgent information from my husband or my friends, and I will ring and ring without a response, only for them to call me back when it's too late. And I'm sure you've experienced such things as well. Today's scripture tells us that God is a very present help in trouble. Other versions say he is ever present. God doesn't need to run back into his toolbox to get tools to sort us out. No, he doesn't need us to keep dialing his number incessantly. He is ever present. He is right there in your time of need. He's a very present help in trouble. Big trouble, small trouble, medium-sized trouble, he is always there. You can count on him. He is reliable. For some of us, this is something we should just file away somewhere in our mind, because a day will come when we will need to remember this and call on God rather than panic. For others, now may be the time of need or the time of trouble. Now is the time to call on him. The Bible says he is a very present help. He's not far away. He does not have to run to get the things he needs to sort you out. He is the El Shaddai God, and he's right by your side. You may have gotten into trouble because you entered into a not too honest deal with people. That's perfectly okay. He is present and ready to help. You may be in trouble due to no fault of yours. That's also all right. He is present and poised to help. What a comfort to know that he is always by us in times of trouble. Like I have said since the start of this year like never before, we must learn to believe God is who he says he is. If he is your ever-present help, then believe him and cry to him for help. Let your cry be simple. Lord, help me. I do not know what to do. Help me. There will be times when even the people that love us the most cannot get to us on time, or get to us and still cannot help us. The Bible says God is both present and able to help at all times. He is always there, ready and willing to help you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, I pray for as many who are in need or in any form of trouble or the other. I pray that they will receive your help this morning. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.